Walking Terra Krista Ascension Mastery Class series. As we're moving through the energies of the three WESAC festivals, we have, and currently still are, in the energies of the full moon of the Festival of Humanity, Goodwill, World Invocation Day. So we're going to be working within the goodwill to the self, as everything that we do within Ascension Mastery aligns within looking at the self first as the spiritual self, and everything else is secondary. Assisting us will be Lord Saint Germain, who is the Mahad Shohan of the rays of God, overlaying all the rays, flames, as he has worked so diligently to acquire that status. So for this class, we're going to be connecting, calling upon the overlighting assistance of the Unified Whole, Galactic Agartha, and Cosmic Alliance of the entire God Force, including Divine Mother and Father God, with all the Great Central Suns, all the Ray Chohans, Elohim and Archangels of the 22 rays of God. We call upon the Christed Agartha Council of Light, representing the inner earth crystalline cities of light, with King Ra, Queen Ranumu, Prince Mahaluna, Princess Sharula, High Priest Lord Adama, and Lady Galatia. We also call upon all 330 rays of God, the entire 352 levels of the Mahatma, and all dimensions of the 144th of reality and oneness, with Master Toth, the great divine director, and Master Einstein of the Unified Whole Command, to align us to that highest level of consciousness sentient beings can acquire, they return into that oneness. We invite and honor the presence of Lord Saint Germain to join us today to share how to embrace our experience of the three WESAC festivals to become the pathway of our new reality, creating our dreams to become grounded and part of our walk upon the earth. We begin by doing three ohms, connecting our energies together with all these frequencies of light and beings who are assisting. Allow yourself to connect to your solar angel, your gatekeeper, opening up the Antikorana bridge to bring in the frequencies of your higher self, your monad, group monadic energies of your I Am presence. as you relax the mental mind of the third dimension, opening up the higher mental mind so that you are receptive to receiving energies through their frequency and vibratory essence, and just accepting that reality to become your true reality. Just breathe deeply. I'm Reverend Dyer, and here is Reverend Miller-Essey.
We're going to start with a meditation that's being guided by Lord Saint Germain, calling it accessing the 22 rays of God to become the integral part of your full body system. This is a very long meditation, bringing in the rays of God and allowing that energy to fully integrate, initiate, and embrace your entire four bodies to prepare you for the higher bodies of light. As we call upon the blessings of the office of the Christ with Divine Mother, Father, God, within the 49th dimensional levels of reality, we breathe deeply to allow the divine energies of love and will to be infused within our etheric self. We call upon the divine beings of grace, the elders that surround the throne of grace, who ignite the rays of God to fully become our guardian of light within this meditation. We ask that our Antichrona bridge, the rainbow bridge of light, from our higher soul essence to infuse within us the 22 rays of God, allowing for the accessibility of the seventh dimensional rays to be infused with each of the 22 rays. The seventh. The blessings of the third, the fourth, and the fifth dimensional rays of God, activating our fifth dimensional body of light. We call upon the golden yellow flame. Through the Antichrona, it comes into the crown chakra, feeling the qualities of love and wisdom, bringing forth unity, patience, endurance, and love of the self. Allow that to happen now. As each of your chakras spin from the left to the right, opening up the energies to allow these rays to be infused. We then call upon the green, golden, white, which is infused within the third eye, feeling the qualities of the science of God's truth to be blessed with perseverance, truthfulness, allowing for harmony of the spheres. As the green, golden, white opens up the third eye, it allows for the accessibility of your higher self to give you the purity and love of divine truth. We then call upon the deep blue as it comes down through the Antichrona. Through the central canal, it enters the throat chakra, feeling the qualities of will and power, bringing forth fearlessness, inner strength, and courage with the divine love of the Father God essence. Allow the deep blue to blend within your throat chakra, We then call upon the pink flame to come down through the Antarkarana into the central canal, entering the heart chakra, feeling the qualities of the creative and active intelligence, bringing forth compassion, adaptability, creative ideation, and divine love of the Mother God essence. Allow the pink to blend within your heart center, from the left to the bottom, the right, and the top. We then call upon the ruby red with gold to be infused within the solar plexus chakra, feeling the qualities of inner spiritual devotion, bringing forth love, tenderness, reverence, serenity, and balance. The ruby red and the gold centers within your solar plexus, giving you a sense of calmness. We call upon the purple violet flame, as it's now infused within the sacral chakra, feeling the qualities of ceremonial order and discipline, bringing forth grace, spiritual discipline, tolerance, allowing for transmutation and transformation to occur. Allow that to spin right within your sacral, as we call upon the crystalline flame to come through the Antarkarana, through the central canal as it enters the root chakra, feeling the qualities of harmony and balance through conflict to allow for the resurrection of old energies, feeling fluidness and movement to step into the artistry of love. Breathing deeply, as now each of the seven chakras have been infused with the seven flames, bringing the cosmic level of the third dimension into your chakra system. We then call upon the seafoam green, moving to the fourth dimensional level, as it becomes infused with the thymus, representing the higher heart, also known as karmic heart, feeling a higher state of vibration, energies to be experienced, to allow for the divine light energies within each of the seven chakras to vibrate at a higher level of attunement. This brings forth the vibrational light energies of the fourth dimension to become fully accessible. Feel the seafoam green, projecting that energy within your thymus as each of the other chakras are being blessed with this divine light energy. We then call upon the blue-green flame to come through the Antarkarana. This is now infused within the root chakra, merging with the crystalline flame, bringing forth the accessibility of the higher light infractions to be grounded into the base. Feel the blue-green spinning within your root chakra, blending with the crystalline light. As now we call upon the pearlescent flame to come through the Antarkarana, it comes into the central canal as it moves down into the sacral chakra, merging with the purple and violet flame. This brings forth the open doorway of accepting the masculine to be the foundation as the feminine opens up her intuitive divine mind. As now they work together in unison, feel that pearlescent light within your sacral chakra, giving you forth a sense of unified light energy. We then call upon the pink-orange to come down through the Antarkarana, coming into the central canal and moving into the solar plexus, merging with the ruby red golden flame, opening up the energies of becoming the blessings of your lessons in a state of forgiveness and divine love. The pink orange merges with the ruby red gold. Now we call upon the gold flame to come through the Antichrona into the central canal, entering the heart center. As it merges with the pink flame, opening up energies to receive your Christ itself of patience and divine love. These two flames are now spinning within your heart, bringing forth a sense of completion. We then call upon the violet pink flame to come down through the Antichrona into the central canal as it is infused now within the throat chakra, feeling that spinning, merging with the blue flame, bringing forth the higher vibrational essence of light. This is bringing forth a sense of higher communication. Breathing deeply as these flames are now spinning within each other. We then call upon the deep blue violet to come down through the Antichrona as it comes into the third eye, merging with the green, golden, white flame, opening up your inner sight to the illumination of your higher mind, releasing the lower mind elements. Deep blue violet now brings forth that beautiful sense with the green, golden, white flame. We then call upon the light golden white coming into the Antichrona and then entering the crown chakra. It merges with the golden yellow flame, accessing doorways of light to be integrated within the physical body. Feel the light golden white projecting this energy through your entire chakra system as everything is spinning from the left to the right. And that is the completion of the fourth dimension of chakras. As we move now into the fifth dimensional ray energies of the light violet white, as it comes down through the Antichrona, it's infused within the crown chakra, merging with the golden yellow and the light golden white flame, as now your crown chakra becomes a beam of magnetism of holding more light. Breathing deeply, feeling this essence within your crown. As we call upon the multi-white light to come through the Antichrona, it enters the central canal and it spins all the way down into the root chakra, merging with the flames of the crystalline and the blue-green, allowing for universal light to restructure the cellular level. Breathing deeply, feel the spinning of these energies from the left to the bottom, the right to the top, and continuing that process. As now we call upon the pink gold that comes down through the Antichrona into the central canal, and it travels all the way down to the sacral chakra, merging with the flames of purple, violet, and pearlescent, bringing forth the qualities of the fifth dimensional divine intent. The beauty of this flame is allowing for the accessibility of a higher light energy and concentrated element to assist you in your journey. We then call upon the magenta flame to come into the antecorona. It enters into the central canal. The magenta comes down into the solar plexus. With the flames of ruby red, gold, and pink orange, and the heart merging with the flames of pink and gold, along with the thymus chakra of the sea foam green. This now becomes one unified chakra from your solar plexus through the heart into the thymus chakra. Allows for divine power and divine love to be expressed as one unified chakra. Take a moment to breathe deeply and to feel this initiating energy coming into your chakra system. We then call upon the violet gold to come through the antecorona and enter the throat chakra, merging with the flames of blue and violet pink. As now you feel the expression of your true beingness as you become one being of light. As the violet gold spins deeply with the other flames of blue and violet pink, there's a sense of the accessibility to speak clearly from your higher self consciousness. We then call upon the flame of blue gold to come down into the central canal from the antecorona as it's now infused within the third eye. It merges with the flames of the green, golden, white, and deep blue violet, opening up energies of accessing spiritual harmony of the higher light essence within your full body system. Take a moment to feel these flames all spinning within your third eye, opening up the third eye into a higher state of consciousness. We then call upon the platinum flame to come into the antecorona, and it enters the crown chakra, merges with the flames of the golden yellow, the light golden white, and the light violet white, bringing forth the essence of the divine light, the source of all that is, aligning all the flames into the state of oneness. It is at this time that the spinning of your Merkaba is filled with each of the 22 rays of God, allowing the physical body to blend with the etheric self, the emotional astral self, and the abstract mental self. Breathing deeply, bring the expression, the expansion within each of your chakras to now work within each other as the 22 flames extend through your central canal, blending together. The root chakra now becomes grounded and fused within the crystalline, the blue-green, and the multi-white light. Feel the immense vibration energy within you. As this trio of light now extends into your sacral chakra, igniting the blessings of the purple-violet, pearlescent, and pink gold, feel the vibratory energy spinning within you as now all these six flames blending as one, igniting their energies into your solar plexus. The vibrancy of the ruby red gold, pink, orange, and magenta now ignites a powerful surge within the solar plexus as the six flames from the root and the sacral now spin within the emotional center. It is at this time that your heart center now feels the vibrancy of the pink and the gold and the magenta, like it is bursting within you. The flames from the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus now join the heart center as each of these flames spin within the heart, giving forth the vibrancy to expand the heart into waves of love and blessings to be experienced. I hold the thymus chakra of the seafoam green with the magenta now opens up further as the movement of the rays from the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, and the heart now bursts into rainbow colors within the thymus area. Your etheric heart is now giving forth a huge expansion of love, will, and divine blessings. The throat chakra of the blue, the violet pink, and the violet gold now become unified as the mixture of the rainbow flames spin from the thymus into the throat area. Your throat is now beaming with the intertwining light energies, bringing forth an expansion of blessings. The third eye is now opening with the flames of the green, gold, and white, the deep blue, violet, and blue gold as your divine self is now becoming more activated through the senses of your third eye. The rainbow rays now move from the throat area into the third eye, becoming united together. Your crown chakra is now into a state of expansion with the golden yellow light, the light golden white, the light violet white, with the inclusion of the platinum flame. They all blend together as the rainbow flames now enter the crown, expanding into a vibrational charge that aligns all the chakras and the 22 rays of God in one burst of light. The crown now extends all this energy of the 22 flames through the central canal into the earth star, while at the same time the soul star is immersed within this divine light. There's a swirling of energies through the central canal as it creates this vortex that goes from the central canal into the physical, the emotional, the etheric, and the mental bodies. As now you have become the 22 rays of God, not just in each individual chakra, but in the totality of your fifth dimensional body of light. The soul star and the earth star spin simultaneously, creating this vortex of the rainbow flames around you. You become your abstract mind as your three minds now work cohesively together. It is at this time that you feel the presence of your solar angel becoming activated within your heart center, becoming the bridge to your higher self. Opening up your energies to receive your higher self consciousness with your solar angel, acting as the messenger, breathing deeply. Feel the blessings and the vibrational changes that are occurring within your four-body system. As you take time to allow all these vibrational energies to run through your four-body system, Your mental mind becomes flowing and free, while your emotional self is calm and introspective. Your etheric heart is now healing at a deeper level. As your physical body is charged up with these energies, it brings forth a sense of calmness, patience, and divine love to be felt in all areas. Breathing deeply. Take time to really absorb these energies and feel the vortex of light that you have become. Breathing deeply. Now take time to ground this energy through the soles of your feet, creating roots to go down into the core of Gaia, fully becoming this energy within your four-body system. Greetings, my dearest friends, comrades, and initiates. I am Lord Saint Germain, very much delighted with the energies that Lady Malarese has brought forth. I thank her for the intensity of what we have done with the rays of God. I know that it is something a little different than has been done before. But my belief system is that each of you need to feel these divine energies as much as possible. As we have taken the time through this meditation to fully become one within ourselves, each of you individually, it is a time for you to reflect of what this vibrational meditation has done for you. My goal is to allow each of you to really absorb each of the rays of God, to come into a space where you feel a difference than what you did previously. It's so important to have the blessings of your emotional self, your intuitive self, your feminine self, to be the directing force to allow these energies to come into your consciousness. There are many ways in order to create goodwill. But I think as an initiate, this process is probably one of the most important, because it allows your lower self consciousness to receive the higher consciousness vibrations. to assist in opening up the doorway to those energies. That allows you to come into a state of peacefulness, even if it's just for a few moments. So I'd like each of you to fully now breathe deeper and allow the vibrational elements that you have experienced to go into a deeper part of yourself. By this I mean into your mental self, your emotional self, and your physical self. Imagine that your body is just absorbing little light packets of vibrational energies to come into your DNA, to come into your cellular structure, to come into your etheric self, so that change can happen. Many individuals classify goodwill as helping others, which it is. But in the context of ascension mastery, as an initiate, the first element that you must do is take care of thyself. Because you cannot take care of another until you fully become more balanced, more aware of your feelings, more aware of your thoughts, and act upon the good part that you are experiencing and not the negative programming that comes from your etheric timelines and your subconscious mind. As the Festival of Humanity is in the process presently, which will be for the next days until the next full moon, it's an important time to fully reflect within yourself what these last couple of months have meant for you. Now, the first place that you may go to is the challenges that you've had. But what have those challenges brought to you? Have you been able to assimilate the lessons and to look at those lessons and then start a new beginning from that lesson? Because the important element is not to repeat the same way of doing things that cause those lessons to happen. I don't want to say mistakes, and that is the first word that came into my consciousness with my LRSA, because they're not mistakes. As an initiate, we have to realize that we will go through many doorways, and some may feel like it's a mistake, but truly, they are not. If you can reflect on those moments that seem to put you in a place of anguish or uncertainty, it means that you're holding a part of that energy within your consciousness that is not allowing you to project the higher vibrational light that you are trying to assimilate within your system. You have to realize that your subconscious mind is very strong. And that subconscious mind is very much associated with your with your etheric self of the lifetimes and the timelines, especially the timelines that you have experienced. Because if you experience something that's unhealthy, dysfunctional, or negative, And your subconscious mind is going to hold on to that. Unfortunately, that's part of the process. So it is up to each of us individually as an initiate to take that energy and to change it. Now you can change it through affirmations, which some people regularly do, which is helpful because it helps to change your mindset. But what happens in your emotional body of that situation that has occurred? How do you move through the energies so that you do not experience the same lesson in a different form? Because let's face it, this is what reincarnation is about. So as an initiate stepping onto this pathway and having knowledge of the process of those initiations, of working through your emotional and your mental bodies, and desiring to change them in the higher percentage levels beyond 50% in order for you to go further into the initiations and to be able to acquire other lessons that your soul needs to experience from the higher self perspective. That is not going to happen until you fully reach the fifth initiation. This is important to realize that some of you may may have experienced lessons that you were thought of a higher level, but yet if you haven't taken care of the dysfunction held within your subconscious thoughts, then you're not going to be able to move into those higher initiations. And believe me, you don't want to jump that process. You may think that it's wonderful and excitable to move into those higher initiations, but you have to be able to acquire them slowly. Otherwise, you will fall back. You will find yourself from the top of that mountain and rolling backwards because there's something that you did not fully take care of. And depending upon the issues of your lifetimes, it may take you quite a while. But the process is that you are here presently and you are aware of your own energies. You are desiring to make changes within your emotional and your mental self. You are one step ahead of anyone else. So the Festival of Humanity is a perfect time to take that energy where you have experienced lessons to be rectified and you are not holding on to the issues that were associated to those lessons. And this is how you start having goodwill to yourself. Your higher self wants you to fully become the divinity of light within your consciousness. Your higher self is the guiding light. Your soul or angel is that part of you that is without a body, that has experienced many levels of higher consciousness to assist you to fully become that higher consciousness. When you can fully activate your soul or angel within you, you will start to have better experiences with your meditations. You will be able to get out of your lower mind. you will be able to step away from the dysfunction of your emotional self and not hold on to those energies and allow the meditative journey that you're experiencing to take you into a higher space of existence. When you come back down from that journey, it's important for you to realize that was a moment in time that's going to assist you. Because you can say to yourself as an initiate, wow, I experienced that meditative journey in a different way than I ever did before. And I was very aware of myself and allowed myself to feel the higher vibrations that were being projected in that meditative journey. And that is just the beginning. What we have given you today with the rays of God is a completely different manner than Melarese has ever done. But I felt it was important to blend all those rays from the base chakra all the way to the top chakra and then back down again, so that those energies can be infused within each of your chakras, within the central canal, within the soul star and the earth star, within the four body system separately and collectively, so that you become more aligned within those energies. And it may just be a fleeting moment that you may have felt the blessing of those energies. But the more that you use your concentrative powers of your abstract mind to breathe deeply and move through those energies, then the better the result is going to be. The rays of God will bring you so much. So many elements that you would not have been able to achieve in your own mental self. So the best way that you can fully absorb what is happening to you is to take moments like this and allow yourself to be in a different space and time. That will descend downwards into your physical reality if you allow it to be. All those descriptions of the rays of God are exactly what you should be embracing to allow them to become part of your essence. So let's take a couple steps back to the Festival of the Christ. I want you to reflect back into the Festival of the Christ in April to what that was like for you, not just the vibrational ceremony, but what has happened to you since then. What was your projected energy? And were you able to feel that projection within your physical self? Or is it just something that you wished upon and it didn't happen? I want to talk a little bit about that. The reason it doesn't happen is because, number one, you don't believe. You become too self-absorbed in your lower self, your personality self, that you lose that energy that was acquired during that ceremony. There can be many variables to the Festival of the Christ because it is the start of the Wesak Ascension Festivals. very powerful ceremony of resurrection and removing things that no longer exist in order to prepare yourself for the Wesak festival, to allow yourself to move into a higher step of your ascension process. Now, this step may be very small. We have to remember that there are many sub-levels in each initiation. So, what I would like each of you to do is to reflect. What has changed for you? Do you see it happening within yourself? Can you describe it for yourself? The intentions that you have experienced, and has it made a difference in your physical life? Now, Wesak this year was very, very powerful. The energies were extreme, and they continue to be so because of this year. It's the power of what is happening within the planet, around the planet, and in the cosmic frequencies of light. So everyone is affected by all that is happening presently. But you as an initiate with your feet planted on the ground are bringing forth a new sense of understanding within yourself. Now this, excuse me, this understanding is nothing like what you may think it should be. It's a moment of epiphany, a moment of remembrance. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm feeling it now. It may be a remembrance of a dream you've had or a vision, and you become that vision. So now, with the Festival of Goodwill, goodwill to yourself, you ground that energy. So if there's a part of you that feels that you have made a change within your own personality self, say that you have more self-assertiveness in a situation than you did before, now you take that energy and you ground it. Because once you ground it and become part of it, and you walk with it, it changes your DNA. It changes the composition of your bodily system so that you can hold more light. All these aspects that are within the rays of God are true aspects of each of us as initiates and masters. We have to be able to absorb each of those characteristics within our own consciousness, within our own personality self, so that the changes can be made. And the more that you access those energies, or that one energy that needs to be grounded, you become more associated with that aspect. So it will grow. Say that we'll go back to self-assertiveness. And you find that you are more compliant with what you want to do in your personal life, your pathway. And that could be something like food or eating or exercise or communicating. That word of self-assertiveness is a big word. And it comes into all aspects of living. Now, that's just an example of what can happen within these energies. Because the more that you are compliant to receive these divine light energies and step out of your lower mental consciousness, the more you will receive. And that's the blessing of the Festival of Goodwill. We know it's World Invocation Day. To assist the planet, to assist the world, to assist the earth, to assist humanity, to come into a more flowing blessing of light to be expressed by all human beings upon the earth. And many people are very loving and open to others, but how willing are they to love themselves? And that is what Ascension Mastery represents, to go deeper into your history, to go into that energy that tells you the parts of you are not aligned or broken apart. It is because this is a lifetime to allow all those elements to come together. And it will be the most challenging journey of your soul's history until you realize what needs to be changed and you accept that change to occur within you. Then you cannot move forward. If you're playing with old issues that keep appearing back in your world, then you need to go into a deeper level within that consciousness of what is bothering you. You have to look how you react to others' opinions, others' judgments, and what that does to you. And I know it doesn't sound fair, does it, that we as masters are the one that have to change so the world can change. But that is giving service to the earth. That is allowing our higher consciousness to become more evolved so that we can assist others in their journey. As you know, I was not the perfect person in many different lifetimes, especially as Saint Germain. I was difficult to deal with. I was stubborn. I was very sexual. And I put that upon other people. But as the master I have become, I was able to make those necessary changes in my life so that I can fully be all to what I should be. All that I am. It's a very good statement to bring forth into your consciousness. Because it's not whom you are as a physical human being that you are inhabiting presently. It's about whom you are as a soul. So the Ascension Festivals help us to break apart the elements that do not fit that consciousness of the God Source. Because we are part of God. We're directly related to the God Source. And the fact that we start to become more involved in our own process helps us to realize that there can be more for us. Because when you step into this awareness and make the necessary changes and allow your lower ego to dissipate, you allow your higher ego to assist you with humbleness, humility, acceptance of what is being given to you, then the pathway in front of you opens up wide because you are living in the God Source consciousness. But that cannot be acquired until you as the initiate realize the problems that you are having, the depth of your lack of understanding about yourself. You cannot be pompous. You cannot be sarcastic. You cannot be impatient, because all those attributes are not of the God Source of Light. And each of us as masters have had to go through that process. And believe me, I understand. I understand the difficulty. So what I want to project onto each of you is to realize within yourself that you are blessed to be in this situation, to be in this consciousness, to have this realization within yourself that there is more to your existence than what you thought, than just walking upon this earth. And yes, there will be moments when it doesn't feel so good because of the memories of the past. But you're not living that past any longer. And that's what you have to remember as you move through the challenges, allowing the blessing of the rays of God to assist you in that process, because it's a vibrational field that is coming into all that you are. No matter what that stage is for you, where you are consciously, you are being blessed with the love of the masters, of the ascended master state of consciousness. And as you call upon those energies for yourself, there's a shift of vibration that happens within one's full body system. There's a change that occurs. There's an immense amount of movement to break apart the barriers. You know the statement of the veil of forgetfulness that was put upon humanity. Well, that veil of forgetfulness, you are breaking through. You are breaking it down, and it doesn't happen all at once. But what does happen when you start to break it apart, it no longer becomes your role. You no longer have that energy that's going to stop you from having full mastery of your life, of having the ability to experience magical moments that you can't explain of why they happen, to fully become one within your full consciousness, to allow yourself to experience life on this earth in a completely different manner than most human beings. I'm not talking about magical thinking, because that's not part of it. It can be. Many individuals get absorbed by thinking everything is going to change. But until you walk through the doorways of your fears, of your anxieties, of your insecurities, and face the energy with courage, with love, then you will not be able to do it. But once you acquire those abilities that come forth through the rays of God, something happens within the internal body system. It changes. It literally changes in all that you are and all that you can be. And it's not something that is going to be something that you think about. It just, it is what it is. And I'm sure you've heard that statement previously. So what I am telling each of you is to learn from your challenges, learn from your lessons, and absorb the moments that you see yourself changing in just a thought, a feeling, and embrace yourself with that, because that's a magical moment. It's a time to bring forth those divine energies that you are desiring to bring forth into your consciousness, into your full body system, and see the changes happening. And I know that the changes are not easy within the four bodies. But learning to descend your highest consciousness, which is what Ascension Mastery is about, into the physical body, and to walk within those energies, then you will see the blessing of the God Source assisting you. So goodwill to the self is all that I have shared. Learning more about yourself from a higher perspective. Accepting the challenges. Because the challenges will not be continuous. If you allow yourself to adhere to what I share about the rays of God, and to really adhere to the invocations and the higher accessibility of the God consciousness and the spiritual hierarchy, as each of us are a part of that, then you will see changes come about. You are blessed by allowing yourself to be in this space. Let us take a moment within our breath to fully embrace what has been given through the rays of God, the rainbow colors. And allow that energy to run through you, within you, and around you. And feel the gift within your heart center that you're being given for this moon, for this blessing of your higher self becoming your guiding light. Allow that guiding light to burn away anything that wants to stop it. And know that you will experience the divinity of love and light through the truth of your divine self. I, as Lord Saint Germain, bring forth this invocation. I call upon Lord Saint Germain to assist me to infuse the 22 rays of God into my consciousness, not just the colors of the flames, but the vibration of the flames and the characteristic that each flame represents. I do not need to remember what the characteristic is. I just need to absorb that energy within myself as I walk as an initiate on the pathway to give goodwill to myself. So mote it be, let it be done. It is my blessing. To give forth to you this energy. As I postscript, I want to mention that the Teton Retreat will be opening on June 15th for 30 days. It is a place for all initiates to meditate and in your sleep state to come to the Teton to work with myself, Master Dejual Cole, and the Divine Masters of the Teton Retreat, representing the seven rays of God, to help you with the issues that you are dealing with. We are ready and willing and available to assist you in every way that we can. I look forward to our journeys together. Namaste.
Just take a deep breath. Allow yourself to ground all those energies through your full body system that were created within the opening meditation. So they go to every part of you, even the parts you don't know about within those higher light bodies, those dimensional energies you're building upon to separate yourself from that third and fourth dimensional constriction. And we will close off together with three ohms. Unified Whole, Galactic Agartha, Cosmic Alliance Offline. Allow yourself to walk in the physical with these energies. Thank you very much.
Many blessings.